USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Six passenger jets with Americans and her allies are being blocked from taking off at the Kabul airport. Former American military folks involved in private evacuation efforts say the U.S. State Department is the only reason the planes can't take off. Rick Clay, who runs the private rescue group called Plan B, suggested that the State Department's obstruction is motivated in part by embarrassment that private individuals are rescuing Americans that the Biden administration left behind. Also Monday, a pregnant woman who is from California is currently trapped in Afghanistan. She is claiming that the Taliban were hunting Americans. The Taliban issued a statement Monday claiming that they've taken control of Panjshir province, which is located north of Kabul and served as a staging ground for the country's top resistance force. The Taliban took the province dressed in American uniforms, using American weapons and American equipment. President Biden remains on vacation in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
Politics and masks. Dan Araki explains.
As debates continue in school districts across the country over mask mandate policies, Dr. Ashish Shah says that those conversations have become overly politicized. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells Fox News that there's strong evidence that masking can be part of a larger strategy to reduce the virus's spread in schools.
This is unnecessarily political, and I don't really understand why it has become so. What I say about kids and masking is that the evidence clearly leans towards the masking being helpful in preventing infections, preventing spread. It's not bomb-proof. The evidence is strong, but not, I would say, overwhelming. But the bottom line is that it should be part of a broader package. If you just do masking, probably not enough. But if we have testing in schools, if we improve ventilation, we get adults vaccinated, it is absolutely possible to get every child back to school full-time safely this fall. We shouldn't be turning these things into political battles. We should be looking at the data and then driving policy based on that.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New reports Monday morning say six passenger jets are being blocked and prevented from taking off at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. The reports say the jets are filled with U.S. citizens and her Afghan allies. Tennessee Congresswoman Republican Diana Harshbarger says President Biden staying on vacation with all this chaos is not what a leader does.
No, this is the time for him to be on the job 100%. We have people still in Afghanistan. They won't let our planes leave. This is it's a travesty of the worst kind. You know, he's prioritized his vacation over the lives of American citizens. You know, he kept his promises to the Taliban, and he's breaking his promises to Americans to get them out. And God only knows what will happen if they can't get out.
With President Biden out of the picture, Representative Harshbarger on Fox News says Vice President Kamala Harris is also MIA.
Well, I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her really publicly. I haven't seen her on Capitol Hill or at the White House. I haven't seen Joe Biden. And, you know, they want to go vacation. She's more concerned about campaigning for Gavin Newsom than she is taking care of the border crisis. You know, who is in charge? That's the question that I have, as well as many of my colleagues. Who is in charge? Who's pulling the strings? Because all people want to know is for someone to be accountable, and we need to be reassured. That's the bottom line. The American people need to be reassured that they're taking care of business, and they can't do it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.